VOA Ndebele.
Lamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesi namhlanje ngomvulo mhla ka 14 kuMfumfu 2019 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
besithanda ukuthi amathisa onke ngabe ayasukuma ungakhethelekile ukuthi umuntu uyiphi ingcwele yezinyeni, kodwa sisukume sonke thini sikhulume ngelizwe elilodwa, ngoba bona yonke into le ibamba wonke umuntu ojikelele, ayikhethile ukuthi ubambe umuntu owe-IRTZ kumbe owenye inhlanganiso.
Inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ababalisi abafundisa emaphandleni e-ARTUZ ithi amalunga ayo awaligxobi emsebenzini kusukela namuhla, uhulumende aze engezelele iholo labo. Kambe ukuqonga kwentengo yempahla ezitolo mahlayana kwenziwa ngabomu ngabafuna ukuzinothisa ngesiphangephange na?
Ukusifaka iprayizi enyama uyilinganisela amadola awuyimeliya kuvela ngabi konoko. Imbiza singowayo esilima kunabe ezivandeni zethu uthola iprayizi isilinganiselo lamadola awuyimeliya ukuvela ngabi konoko. Anabona ezinyizinto they are not justified at all.
Umphathintambo kahulumende obona ngobudlelwano lamanye amazwe umnumzana Sibusiso Moyo onguye ohola iqula elihlola ukhetho eBotswana eleSADC Electoral Observer Mission uthi sebesungule umsebenzi.
Zimbabwe, we are here in Botswana, and I'm the head of the SADC mission, and it is our responsibility to observe and to ensure that the people of Botswana elect freely in a fair and credible manner the leaders of their choice.
Udaba lokuvezwa kwenkosi yabelozwi uMambo uMike Ncube lulokhu lusegudwini ngemva kwenyanga kwenziwa umcimbi eGwanda. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo umsakazo. Inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ababalisi abafundisa emaphandleni e-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, ARTUZ, ithi amalunga ayo awaligxobi emsebenzini kusukela namuhla, uhulumende aze angezelele iholo labo. Inhlanganiso le ilobele uhulumende incwadi ngeviki edluleyo imazisa ngokuthi ngempela izakhalala umsebenzi, njalo ithi ukutshengisela lokhu kusemthethweni. Lokhu kwenzakala odokotela labo bephakathi kokukhalala umsebenzi ngesizathu esifanayo, njalo besithi ababuyeli emsebenzini namuhla njengokutsho komthethwandaba obona ngeziphathelane lezisebenzi owe-Labor Court, njalo bazaphikisa lesi isinqumo emthethwandaba we-Supreme Court. Abongi labo bathi bazaxhasa odokotela kulokhu kutshengisela. Umgcini sihlalo weMathebeleleni North ku-ARTUZ uNkosazana Sokoluhle Ndlovu usichazisela okuningi ngokutshengisela okusungulwe inhlanganiso yakhe.
Wonke amalunga e-RI2Z siyaqhubeka phambili sithi asiyi emsebenzini kuqala kusaka 14 ukuze kufike lapha uhulumende angasizwa khona isikhalazo sethu asingezelele imali ekwanisa ukuthenga. Amalunga wonke under e-RI2Z sesiwatshelile ngendlela eziningi, abanye besibafonela, abanye batshela nge-WhatsApp, abanye sibathumela ama-emails. So ngokubona kwami mbona ngani umbiko ufikile wonke umuntu oku-IR2UZ plus abanye futhi abangaphandle kwani kwenhlanganiso yethu.
Litshengisela njani ngokungayi emaklasini kumbe ngokuyahlala emaklasini?
Thina kathesi thina sesivele siyaphuma eklasini singayihlala eklasini, njengoba kathesi o-form 4 uvala o-form 6 ekubhaliseni imihloliso le yabantwana. Abakwanisa ukuhlala ezindlini bazahlala, abakwanisa ukuyathola kumbe abanye bahlala esitolo kodwa thina ngokukhangelela zothi njengenhlanganiso esithi abantu vele bengafiki nje enyathele emengcelweni zesikolo.
Kahle kahle elikhala ngakho yikuphi? Lokho kufana la kwakuqala yini ukungezelelwa iholo mbe sokukuningi?
Thina esikukhalelayo kakhulu yikuthi imali yethu sifuna ifana njengokuthi savumelana lo hulumende ngo 2012 ukuthi imali yethu ibe iyikwini i-$500. Nayikho esikukhalelayo khona ukuthi imali yethu noma nxa besinika imali yethu ingama-bond kodwa imali yethu ibe ilingana le $500 le esayivumelana ngo 2012.
Khathesi
isetshenziswe Intermarket Bank yelanga lelo mhla sikolo. Sisebenza amalanga amaningi kodwa imiholo yethu ayisakwani lutho vele. Noma ungazengena uma usuka ufika ezitolo ufika kunje sokusasa esikhwelini.
Nxa likhalala umsebenzi lapha kwenzakalani ezikolo, abanye ababalisi abangaphansi kwezinye inhlanganiso babe bekhona.
Kodwa thina njengesikhalazelo sethu besithanda ukuthi amathisha wonke ngabe ayasukuma, ungakhethelekile ukuthi umuntu uyiphi ingcwele ye-union, kodwa sisukume sonke sikhulume ngelizwe elilodwa ngoba mbona yonke into le ibamba wonke umuntu ojikelele, ayikhethile ukuthi ibambe umuntu
lo ngonkosazana Sokoluhle Ndlovu, umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ababalisi abafundisa emaphandleni e-ARTUZ. Sixoxelaye esebubi kusenjalo umnumzana Joseph Chuma isiphathamandla sebandla lezanu PF njalo engusomabhizimusi uthi ukuqonga kwentengo yempahla mahlayana ezitolo kwenziwa ngabomo ngabafuna ukuzinothisa ngesiphangiphangi. Asimzweni echasisa umbono wakhe kungxoxo esiyiqhubelayo kuwona lo msakazo.
Nginesifiso esokuba ngabe osomabhizinisi bangena yikuhelelwa lozelo ebantwini kazana abayiwo abathenga kubo ngoba indlela abalokhu bekhuphukisa intengo ngayo uyazibuza ukuthi ngabayithatha ngaphi, i-justification yangona ivela ngaphi, pho babasesolozulu lonyembezana na? Ngoba ungakhangela akula nto ejustifya indlela abakhweza ngayo. Ye into zinzima sinili, siyabona amafutha ayakhwela, i-petrol diesel iyakhwela isikhathi zonke, ezinto ziyakhwela, but akujustifyi ukuthi umuntu aze akhweze nge-more than 300, 400, even 1000% intengo zabo. Ukuyabezwa kutheni? Into esiyaziyo osomabhizinisi bakudala, abantu bebefaka ama-reasonable percentage e-profit margin yabo, bebedlalela kuwo 15-25% or so, and abantu bebesenza ibhizinisi lelo libona umnotha mbijana mbijana kuzo. Manje abakathesi bafuna ukunotha kusasa ekuseni, yena umuntu ekuqale namhlanje ntambama. So khona khona kuzasilimaza, and I hope abantu laba one day bazazwisisa ukuthi kona let's compliment what the hulumende is trying to do, and tingathi is being civil, let's play our part and si-charge reasonably. Yenxa into ziqhelile ofikele ekhwelile lawe khweza okulingeneyo, not okubulalana.
Kodwa isisusa sendaba-ke kuyini uhulumende angakwenza ukuthi umnotho welizwe uvele uqine ukwenzela ukuthi intengo yempahla ingakhuphuki?
Bedadewethu, ngawunika umzekeliso omfitshane yolula. Kuyini okuyenza ukubana inyama ikhwele kangaka? Inkomo ingekhona beZimbabwe, awuyithathi kwamanye amazwe. Utshani obudliwa zinkomo lowo ngokwalapha eZimbabwe, awuthathi kwamanye amazwe. Amadibha awasebenzisayo ekudibhisa iinkomo lezo alungiswa khona beZimbabwe. Ikhona inkampani elungisayo lapha eGweru kathesi, namanye amakampani achiyetshiyeneyo, konke kukhonapha. So i-justification yokuthi wena usifaka iprice yenyama uyilinganisa lamadola aweyimelika kuvela ngabi khonokho? Imbida singokwayo esilima kulapha ezivandeni zethu, uthola iprice yayo isilinganiswa lamadola aweyimelika kuvela ngabi khonokho? So anabona ezinye izinto they're not justifiable at all. Imizamo kahulumende iqinile sibili, kodwa into emele siyazi ukuthi uhulumende yithi nxa mina lawe singafunanga ukuntshintsha siyenze okulungileyo, whatever uhulumende is doing kuzawela eceleni. Uzofana nalo muntu othola inhlanyelo ayijikele ayihaze nje enye izawele emhlabathini ovundileyo enye iwelele endleleni ewelendleleni labana esikwakweni ayisoze imile ngoba iwele esikwakweni izadoda zizinyoni kodwa iwele emhlabathini evundileyo izamila phela ibele zithelo. So uhulumende as long as esenza into yakhe enhle efaka inhlanyelo yakhe enhlabathini evundekileyo thina sibeze kujikela ezikwakweni kuzaba neproblem enkulu kakhulu. We need ubana sisebenze ndawonye thina lohulumende ngoba uhulumende yithi thina singuhulumende. You cannot separate the two. Singakujwayela khonokho sikubambisise uzabona kuzasihambela ngolunye usuku.
Lo ngumnumzana Joseph Chuma isiphathamandla sebandla leZANU PF njalo engusomabhizimusi sixoxelaye ekobulawayo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Umphathintambo kahulumende obona ngobudlelwano lamanye amazwe umnumzana Sibusiso Moyo onguye ohola iqula elihlola ukhetho eBotswana eleSADC Electoral Observer Mission uthi sebesungule umsebenzi njalo bazaqhubeka ngokuxoxisana lezinye iziphathamandla eziphathelane lalolu hlelo ama-stakeholders namuhla. Umnumzana Moyo uthi eleZimbabwe yilo elihola lumsebenzi ngoba lakhethwa ukukhokhela ugatsha olubona ngezomvikela kumanyano weSADC olwe Organ on Politics, Defence and Security ngenyanga kaNcwabakazi kuwona lo umnyaka. Asizweni amazwi kamnumzana Moyo.
Zimbabwe, in its capacity as the chair of the Organ on Politics, Defence and Security, which it resumed in Dar es Salaam last August. At the moment, Zimbabwe, we are here in Botswana, and I'm the head of the SADC mission of observing the elections in Botswana.
Uthi ngalokho, eleZimbabwe lizahlola ukhetho oluqhutshwa kumazwe akumanyano weSADC. Wona lo umnyaka njalo bengagqiba lomsebenzi eBotswana bazalandela ngamanye amazwe akuSADC.
Zimbabwe is therefore responsible for the observation and the leading the running of the SADC elections which are taking place in the region. So far we've got Mozambique, and now we've got Botswana, and then very soon we're going to be having Mauritius, and then we're going to end with Namibia during the course of this year.
Umnumzana Moyo uqhubeke wathi baqalisile umsebenzi izolo ekuseni ngokwamukela umbiko ovela kugatsha lweSADC Secretariat obeluvele solusungule uhlelo lokuhlola amalungiselelo okhetho kanye labameli bamanye amazwe kulumanyano. Uthi basuthisekile ngabakwamukeleyo ngoba kukhomba ukuthi kulokuthula kumalungiselelo alolukhetho. Ugqibe umbiko wakhe ngokuthi ngumlando wabo wokubona ukuthi abantu beBotswana bakhetha umongameli abamfunayo bekhululekile.
And it is our responsibility to observe and to ensure that the people of Botswana elect freely in a fair and credible manner the leaders of their choice.
Umongameli Mokgweetsi Masisi okhokhela ibandla elibusayo eleBotswana Democratic Party uzabe ngqikilana lomnumzana Duma Boko omanyano we-Umbrella for Democratic Change labanye. Besikhangele indaba eziqhamukayo namhlanje ezikumaphephandaba lemisakazo etshiyeneyo. Iphephandaba le-The Chronicle lithi umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Kembo Mahati usole indlela okuqhatshwe ngayo omongi kobulawayo lezinye izikolo elizweni lapho kuvele sobala ukuthi kubandlululwa abantu bomhlubulo wemathebeleleni. Uhulumende uthi uzahlolisisa ukuthi odokotela namhla balandela isinqumo somthethwandaba obona ngeziphathelane lezisebenzi owe-Labour Court ukuthi babuyele emsebenzini njalo uzathatha inyathelo kungedlula lolu suku njengokunquma kwalumthethwandaba. Okwamanje ke silalele amazwi abalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele wona ngeWhatsApp.
Ngibingelele kumsakazi ukuthi uhulumende kube yalungisa indaba yabodokotela babuyela emsebenzini, ngokuba kunabantu abagulayo abadinga usizo lwamadokotela, and bona uma begula abakhulu bayaphuma belatshwa ngaphandle kwelizwe. So kabanandaba nakho lokho kwenzakalayo njengamanje ukuthi izigulane zifuna usizo, ngoba nabakwazi ukuthi lolo sizo abalutholi kulawo madokotela, bona usizo labaluthola phandle ngoba banemali. Uma kuthi odokotela bakhala ngemali ye-transport ukuthi incane, why yena uhulumende angakhiphi i-transport yabodokotela, akhiphe nje i-transport yabodokotela, odokotela babe namabhasi abo azabashiya emsebenzini bakwazi ukuqhubeka. Ngoba benjalo nabo odokotela benjalo bestrikile, banama-families abo agulayo asezibhedlela afuna usizo. Mingaki imiphefumulo yabantu eluzekayo ngalesi sikhathi odokotela bestrikile.
Njani balaleli, njani mthwakazi, ngiyalibingelela. Ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi i-quotation ebhokisi likamgabe yadla malini, le funeral yakhe yonke ngabe yadla malini, ngoba i-birthday yakhe babehlala besitshela ukuthi ikhoste 1 million. What why bengasitsheli imfakhe ukuthi ikhoste malini ababhokisi lawa amabili? Ngifuna ukwazi lokho. Ukhawunti laphiswa ebuswana, khawunti laphiswa.
Ngabe livuka njani kwasakazi yabahlela Studio 7? Hayi, ilizwe seliphelile. Impilo sinzima, phambili sonzima, emuva sonzima. Asikwazi ukuthi sikubike kubani, sithule nzima. Sizithandaza nje ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa izulu liyana nje, abantu bezilimile, abe ungcono. Pho, nanto lezulu alisekho, asazi ukuthi sikhangele kubani. Sesithembele kuyo uSomandla, nje uzawubeke, uzasahlulela ukuthi khona hayi, bantu wami uthi zindikhulule. Iphume ezweni lokugqili zenza kanje, kodwa eqinisweni impilo lesiphila ibuhlungu. Ndiyambona ukuthi likhona ilizwe liphila impilo ebuhlungu njengaleyi. Thina singabantu abathanda ukuthula, abantu abathanda ukuhlonipha lokubekezela, asibantu abathanda ukudlakela. But lokho sowusenza osusesenzakala manje kubuhlungu kakhulu. Ungavusa inkophe uthi yabeka imibono waphathi wenkinga enkulu kakhulu kule lizwe. So siyazi ukuthi sizophila kanjani. Siyabonga okhulumayo ngolobhengula Mfuwa Mthokazi, ngiyabonga.
Sanibonani ku-Studio 7, inigama lami u-Adolf Shaba. Ngabe la madoda akhona kuhulumeni we-ZANU-PF ayazehlisa bekhulumisane nalabo MTC Alliance bayenze i-inclusive government, kulungisiswa isimo esikhona nje ngendlela efanayo lale yayenziwa ngo-2008, ngoba lesi simo esikhona ukwenze ukuthi lama-investors akwazi ukuba le COVID yasezweni lakithi, ngoba kunjenje so impilo iba nzima kakhulu. Njalo layo umuntu angakho uyakubona ukuthi ehluleka, njalo akwazi ukuthi ayenzeni ukuze ilizwe liye phambili.
Mina eyazini le nto engihlupha kakhulu, bestrikile odokotela bazisebenzela bona kuma ezindaweni zabo lezi ezi-private, right? Sifelwe ngabantu bona bevulile ezibhedlela zabo besicharja ngamalokhuzeni ngama-US dollar. Hhayi, nxa kuyukuthi kuyehlula phela la akabavale lawo ma-private abona lawo, ngoba asingeke sifelwe ngabantu isikhangele ilokhuzeni ama-private hospital wabo bawavulile kodwa besicharja ngama-US dollar. Siyawathatha ngapha ama-US dollar? Hhayi, cha, angeke.
Awubuke nje manje ukuthi ilizwe lisebuyangeni okunjani ngale ZANU-PF le, bezojika nje beqambela uzulu amanga bethi bazama ukuvusa ilizwe, ye basebenza nzima. Kambe abantu nxa bebhekile babona sengathi mina ngakho engavusa ilizwe. 37 years wayelibulalelana ilizwe, azoqhamuka nje manje and ukhuluma lula nje sengathi ngumuntu ongathi evuka ekuseni athathe amasamende angutheni, athathe le santi lamanzi amixe achaye vele kuhle kube and uphusha simple into yakhona simple engaze ngayidiscuss ukuthi uma ngingayenza so kusasa kuzolihlupha ngizoba right. And the two sebegugile abazali ukuthi beresign imisebenzi, sebekhulile laba abantu labo. Ayi, sesikhathele thina, sesikhathele ngokugugula bukhulu labo.
Mina uMkhinyane Gwanta onalo ngihlala ngizwa into ngikhuluka kathi inclusive government, inclusive government. Kadanti kulo muntu wawenayo othi wawena abamekele umuntu athwale into zakhe abusi ilizwe le, bakuthi selimehlula akayekeli anika abantu. Ayikhona ukuthi kulokhu sisizwa bethi ichamisa ukuthi chamisa akayenzanga lutho. uchamisa la ema kufanya ngeni la ngeni kuyakiti ASL na yetu ayikhona ukuthi umuntu mayesehlile sebizwa omunye ukuthi uncedise ekugcineni uma engamncedisa abasathi ukuthi uncedise ngalo umuntu sebesithi yena nguye ozincedisile hhayi mina ngivumela ndakho kuyinfisa iyigqamile babuse yedwa mayesehluleka ayehluleke kukhanya ukuthi uyehlulekile ma kuwukuthi uyehluleka kabeke phansi bethwala abanye.
Lawo-ke ngamazwi abalaleli bethu, lingakhohlwa ukuthi lani liyenelisa ukusithumela amazwi enu eliwathumela kuwhatsapp kunombolo ezithi +12024650318. Ngiyaphinda njalo inombolo zethu +12024650318. Kunjenje siya live streama phela kukhasi lethu le-Facebook ku-VOA Ndebele, njalo sithanda ukubonga abasilandelayo kuleli khasi. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane, abantu abayisikhombisa balimele eSomali ngemva kokuhlaselwa liqembu le-Al-Shabaab ngebhomba egcekeni lendizanchina eMogadishu emini. Inkulungwane lenkulungwane zezizalwane zeCameroon, Gabon le-Equatorial Guinea zibalekile eSangmelima eningizimu yeCameroon, lapho abatsha abakade behlome ngemikhonto ingqamu lokunye kudlakela lokukhethana ngemihlobo besithi abavela kwamanye amazwe yibo ababangela ukungahlaliseki kulelo lizwe. Batshisile njalo bagqekeza ezinye izitolo. Udaba lokuvezwa kwenkosi yabelozwi umambo uMike Ncube lokhu kuludaba olusegudwini ngemva kwenyanga kwenziwa umcimbi eGwanda. Umnumzana Country Moyo osebenza leyinye yenkosi yemaNdebeleni, umnumzana Stanley Raphael Khumalo, uxoxe loChris Gande weStudio 7 eveza ukukhathazeka ngenkosi le, abanye abathi isebenzelana lebandla leZANU-PF njengoba emcimbini wayo kwakugcwele induna ezivela kwezinye izigaba zelizwe hathi izigaba zeMathebeleland.
Lokho okwakuqale engazitsho mina uCaptain Tamoyo ngiphansi kuka isilo umdlikazi wesibili, inkosi umdlikazi wesibili. Kodwa esikwaziyo khona ubukhosi nakuthiwa inkosi, inkosi kuthiwa abantu abanelisintu sakhona abeke bakhona. Loko kwabomambo, okwabomambo yesi siyakuzwa, kodwa ke masu ilandelisi siyakamambo, umambo akazange abe nobukhosi. Aluba kuthiwa uthe lapha ngifikele ndidlozi phoni nedlozi bethe abakomambo kababuye nanto ezongazisa ngalelo dlozi, kuwo kungazisiseka hhayi ngobukhosi, ngoba omambo ngabantu babe ngemilingo benza imilingo yabo. Kuthiwa umuntu emilingo nobukhosi kuhambelana ngabo.
Bona abelozwi belokhu bekhona yini esigabeni seMathebeleland South, ngoba abanye bebethandabuza ukubana kathi isilozi thine sisizwayo lesi seZambia esemathebeleland asikazi sisizwe. Wena uyayazi yini imbali yabo kahle kahle?
Hayi, imbali yabalozi thina siyakwazi nje bengabantu bangaleyo ndlela okuthola abantu bemilingi yabo, kodwa ke maze siyilandelela lapha kwelikamthwakazi hhayi hhayi asiyibambibambi nje siyihambe kuyigqaqa lapho nalapho singaze saqonda ukuthi ngamoshiwa bengaba yibo yini abalozi na, kodwa abalozi kakhulu sibazele eZambia.
Manje ngokubona kwakho ungathini wena ngokugcotshwa kumbe ukuvezwa esezwa sekuthiwa hhayi asokugcotshwa ikuvezwa kukamambo lo khona kathesi, ukubona njani njengoba sisizwa kuthiwa kwakule nduna ezifika zona ikhulu njalo umcimbi wakhona ungani wawulwabantu bakahulumende, ukubona njani?
Hayi, lokhu kwakuyisanda sikahulumende ngakho, akusiko sithi kwakugcotshwa lowo bukhosi. Kodwa ma kukuthi kugcotshwa inkosi, kuwukuthi inkosi yalapha komthwakazi yayifanele phela leyo nkosi ibe inkosi yaziswa izinduna zalapha komthwakazi. Kodwa khepha ke njengoba bayeza ngale nto inkosi ithi hayi lokhu okwabo lokhu, hayi sikuthatha nje ukuthi kunesandla esiphakathi esabe sibasebenzisa, hayi ukuthi kwakuyindlela eqotho mphela ukuthi bafaka inkosi yabalozi. Kodwa lapha ayikho indaba yenkosi yabalozi kuleli lizwe, lapha ngumdlikazi kuphela kamatshobala.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Khawudre Moyo omunye wabasebenzela enye yenkosi zikamthwakazi umnumzana Stanley Raphael Khumalo ubexoxa icingweni lo Chris Gande we Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Wezenzakala eMelika namhla eCalifornia ngelokuqala idolobho leMelika eselenqabe ukwenziwa lokuthengiswa kwezigogo kanye loboya lwenyamazana kanye lempahla ezenziwa ngakho. Usiba lukhulu waleli dolobho umnumzana Gavin Newsom usayine umthetho ochaza ukuthi sokulicala ukwenza lokhu kanye lokuphana izipho zalolu hlobo kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2023. Kodwa umthetho lo akugoqeli okuke kwagqoka okutholwe ngumuntu olemvumo yokuzingela kumbe okusetshenziswa ngabantu bohlobo lwama Native Americans emicimbini yabo yezokholo. Okwamanje ke kesizwe umculo we Man of Influence ke besithi kanye nawe inkosi. Manje ke Man of Influence bala maphimbo apholileyo njalo lapho abacula khona uyayizwa lawe ingoma yesiKristu ikakhulu lezi zezihlabelweni kodwa bona basebeyenze yaba ingani imbube ngakho ke uzazizwela laleli
uthandaza Nkosi yami ngiyacela mani Kanye nawe Nkosi
Kanye nawe
Kanye
Nkosi
Kanye nawe Nkosi
Manihambe
Manihambe mihla yo
Kanye nawe Nkosi
Kanye nawe Nkosi
Anifune
Anifune yami
Ndlela
Maipelintando ya
Mani
hambe mina
Kanye nawe Nkosi
Kanye nawe Nkosi
Kanye nawe
Kanye
nawe Nkosi
Kanye nawe Nkosi
Mani
hambe mina Kanye nawe Nkosi
Anyifisi
Anyifisi yoni mfuyo Izegi minkosi
Nitebile
Nitebile hela kulu Na ugi minkosi
Anyifisi
Anyifisi yoni Isegi minkosi ya
Nitebile
hela kulu Na ugi minkosi ya
Kanye nawe
Kanye
nawe Nkosi
ya Kanye nawe Nkosi ya
Manihambe
Manihambe mihla Kanye nawe Nkosi ya
Nomindlela
inohlu Noma inde Nkosi ya
Noma
iya ekolkota Ngiye nawe Nkosi ya
Kanye nawe
Nkosi ya
Manihambe
mihla
yonke
Kanye nawe Nkosi ya
Lilungile
Lilungile jokwe lako Awusindumthwalo wako Ngiyabonga ngisahamba Kanye nawe Nkosi ya
Yiboke Man of Influence besithi kanye nawe Nkosi. Singakehlukani ngesikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ababalisi abafundisa emaphandleni ARTUZ ithi isiqalisile ukukhalala umsebenzi kusukela namhla. Lokho kwenzakala odokotela labo besithi ababuyeli emsebenzini njengalokho kuqunywe umthethwandaba we-Labor Court besithi basalungiselela ke ukuphikisa lolu daba e-Supreme Court. Hayi ke selugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha e-Washington DC.